At the Farm Broadcasters Convention, I'm visiting with Kim Brackett and the Cattlemen's Beef Board here. And Kim, tell me first a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
My husband and I and our four children have a cow-calf operation in southern Idaho.
Well, one of the things I think we'd like to talk about is this idea of telling your story. This is kind of big for agriculture right now, facing some of the urban challenges that we're having. When it comes to telling people about where their food comes from, what are some of the things you're doing or would encourage other farmers to think about?
Well, you know, we have invested a lot of checkoff dollars into programs focusing on equipping producers, giving them the tools and the skills that they need to engage with consumers, you know, have a conversation and try to answer the questions that consumers have. Some of the programs that we have funded are the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program, the National Beef Ambassador Program, and also USFRA, the U.S. Farmers and Ranchers Alliance Program.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned all of those, by the way. We're supporting Beef Ambassadors with their blog, for example. But USFRA, what do you think about this effort, bringing together all of these different, kind of somewhat diverse agricultural interests to do just what we're talking about?
Personally, I think it's a great program. I attended the Los Angeles Food Dialogues event, you know, and it really brought home to me that consumers view food, all agriculture, under an umbrella. It's not specific beef or specific commodities. So for them to be able to have these discussions about all the food has been very beneficial to them.
So there are some resources that the Beef Board is making available to farmers. What are some of those and how would they get them?
Well, we have this flip book that's available to producers. They can get it through their state beef council or contacting the Cattlemen's Beef Board office. And it has great information about the different questions that consumers tend to have. It has a list of tough questions and gives them, you know, answers that they could provide if they are faced with these from consumers.
Well, we will point them to mybeefcheckoff.com, and I think that's a good online place to get some of this information. Thank you, Kim Brackett. We've been visiting here at the Farm Broadcasters Convention. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.